Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Shop Girls of Harper's by Rosie Clark is a historical Sega novel set in London in 1911, at the opening of the Welcome to Harper's Emporium series. The story centers on four young women who begin as strangers at a job interview and become close friends after being hired as sales clerks in a new Oxford Street department store. As the series launched, the book combines workplace fiction, women's history, and emotional domestic drama, using the setting of a bustling retail environment to explore friendship, ambition, grief, love, and social change. Its appeal lies in the way it links private lives to a specific historical moment, showing how early 20th century women built support networks while navigating limited opportunities and demanding expectations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a department store setting that anchors the novel in early 20th century urban life. Harper's Department Store is more than a backdrop. It structures the book's entire social world. By placing the story in a new Oxford Street store in 1911, Rosie Clark situates her characters inside one of the most recognizable symbols of modern consumer culture and changing urban work. The retail setting allows the novel to show how employees, customers, rules, and routines shape daily life for young women entering paid work. This matters because department stores in this period represented both opportunity and constraint. They offered wages, status, and independence, but also enforced discipline, hierarchy, and strict social codes. The novel uses that environment to make the historical period tangible through everyday labor rather than through major public events. That choice gives the book a grounded perspective on history, making the store itself a lens for understanding class, gender, and aspiration in pre-war London. Secondly, four working women whose friendship drives the emotional structure of the series. The core of the novel is the bond between Sally, Beth, Margaret, and Rachel, who meet through the hiring process and gradually become a close unit. Their friendship is not presented as a side element. It is the main narrative engine that holds the story together. In Sega fiction, shared friendship often replaces the solitary hero model, and this book uses that structure to explore how women support one another when family life, romance, and work become unstable. The four women are distinct enough to create different emotional pressures, but they are linked by the same workplace and the same social vulnerability. This gives the story a communal shape, where personal experiences gain meaning through comparison and mutual support. The friendship framework also helps the book avoid treating women's lives as isolated domestic episodes. Instead, it emphasizes collective resilience, showing how companionship can soften hardship and create continuity across changing circumstances. Thirdly, work is a site of discipline, aspiration, and limited independence for women. One of the book's most important themes is the role of paid employment in shaping women's choices. The sales clerk positions at Harper's give the characters visibility, purpose, and income, but the work is also governed by expectations about behavior, presentation, and obedience. That tension reflects a real historical pattern in which employment offered a measure of independence while still keeping women within rigid structures. The novel draws strength from this contradiction because it shows how work could be both empowering and exhausting. The girls are not simply liberated by being hired. They must adapt to the demands of a public-facing role and to the social judgment attached to respectable female labor. This makes the story historically credible and emotionally layered. It also explains why the workplace matters so much in the novel's moral world. The store is where the women test their competence, build confidence, and measure their place in society. Their jobs become a pathway to self-definition rather than just a source of wages. Fourthly, loss, romance, and family strain give the saga its emotional range. Although the book is often described as heartwarming, it is built on a wider emotional spectrum that includes heartbreak, grief, love, and happiness. That balance is characteristic of historical saga fiction, where domestic and emotional concerns carry the same weight as social setting. Rosie Clark uses these elements to show that progress and companionship do not remove suffering, instead, they coexist with it. The inclusion of romance and family difficulties gives the narrative movement beyond the workplace, linking public life and private life in a way that feels historically plausible. For these characters, emotional security is never guaranteed, and that uncertainty creates narrative momentum across the series. The novel's appeal partly comes from this mixture of comfort and vulnerability. Readers are offered a steady, coherent world, but one in which personal losses still matter deeply. This emotional structure helps the book function as both an introduction to a series and a complete Sega experience, because it establishes stakes that can continue developing in later installments. Lastly, authentic historical detail as a way of making social change visible. A distinguishing feature of the book is its emphasis on historical authenticity. Reviews and publisher descriptions consistently point to careful research and convincing period detail, especially in the portrayal of work routines, social manners, and the rules governing women's behavior. That authenticity is not decorative. It allows the novel to show how social change is experienced at ground level, through clothing, speech, labor expectations, and the structure of everyday interactions. The year 1911 is significant because it sits before the upheavals of the First World War, making the story part of a world on the edge of major transformation. Rather than focusing on large political events, the novel captures change through ordinary lives, which is one reason it fits the historical saga tradition so well. This approach gives readers a clearer sense of how women's opportunities were expanding, but only unevenly and within limits. The result is a narrative that is informative without becoming didactic, and emotionally engaging without losing its historical specificity. In conclusion, The Shop Girls of Harper's is best suited to readers who enjoy character-driven historical fiction, especially sagas focused on women's friendships, workplace life, and domestic emotional drama. It will appeal to readers who value period atmosphere as much as plot, because the book builds its appeal through the daily texture of 1911 London and the social world of a department store. For readers interested in women's history, it offers a useful fictional lens on early paid employment, respectability, and the constraints surrounding female independence before the First World War. For readers of long-running series fiction, it also works as a strong foundation, since it establishes a cast, setting, and emotional framework designed for continuation. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of warm interpersonal storytelling with a clearly defined historical workplace setting. Many similar sagas lean mainly on family drama, but this novel gives equal importance to labor, friendship, and the social meaning of a modern retail environment. That balance makes it both accessible and distinctive within the historical saga tradition. If you would like to support Rosie Clark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.